As I hear the owls hooting, I remember being a boy, and either it was a nightmare or it really happened where I was kidnapped. And when I jumped out of the kidnapper's sight, I tried to fly, and then I woke up in my family's bed. And all I could think was I really kidnapped? Did I block it out? Was it a dream within a dream? Is life a dream? Are we the imagination of ourselves? You know, that's always been really the whole mindset. I did Reiki on Saturday. I saw so many visions. And I felt afterwards very achy and very kind of almost distorted and discombobulated. And I don't think those around me really truly understood. And I ate because I needed salt and I needed water. I should have gone to the fucking sea. But I was in no business to drive that far. And what I experienced, I will not share with all of you because it is a personal thing. And I thought I would just speak because I'm compelled to do so, because I can hear the owls, and anytime I hear the owls, it's like, okay, speak, the knowledge, say the knowledge, and I am a night owl. I was born that way. And, but yes, what is in the air is in the air, and only time will tell. What does that mean? I can't tell you. You have to figure that out for yourself. What am I made of? A whole bunch of stuff. But I feel now I can sleep. And I can just rest. Because that Reiki was very intense. It was very intense. And you see things and you feel things. But, you know, and I tried to sleep last night and somewhat did, but then the intent of, oh, I have to wake up early in the morning and go do something. And I did, but I just felt very, very tired, very disoriented and thirsty, not just for water, but for knowledge. For the root of that knowledge and the sugar within the knowledge, the azúcar, as they say. And I know some of you are like, what are you doing with this podcast? I'm not going to explain myself to you. I'm really, that really, why would I explain myself to people? When I explain myself to people, they either misconstrue what I say or there's a misunderstanding. You know, I mean, it goes all the way back to one of my favorite songs, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. If anything, that is my mantra. That is my mantra in life. And yes, I'm watching a candle right now that I lit, and I'm listening to those owls. I believe it's mating season for them. Or they're just hooting. And it's cold. And here I am alone with my thoughts, watching the incense burn, watching the candle continue. I mean, I am the candle. I'm made of fire. But my fire is calm. But when needed to be, oh, it rises to the top. You know, when people fuck with me, oh, it rises to the top. And, you know, I have that purpose and that focus and foresight to rise, you know. Whereas when they did the Reiki, whatever, and they said that you're a warrior, and I say I am a wounded one. So, you know, when I get around to going hiking again, I will. If it were left up to me, I would just hike every day. And I already have weights, and I don't really have to hit the gym anymore because I have all those weights. I've taken them hiking with me before. I mean, you try walking up a hike with a kettlebell. Do it. And some people think, oh, geez. Some people are out walking dogs, and here I have with a, well, it wasn't a very heavy kettlebell. I think the heavier one I didn't bring. The lighter ones I lost in a car wreck. And that was the other thing. When the gentleman did the Reiki on me, he said, you have a lot of trauma in your back. And I said, yeah. I said, well, I almost died in a car wreck in August. And he went, there it is. I said, yeah. And now I feel like some ache in my shoulders and my back. And I know what that's from. And then my mind as well, because, you know, there were a lot of things that happened in that wreck that I didn't talk about. And I remember a coworker saying to me, maybe you have PTSD. I said, no, I don't. I probably do from that. And it just did a lot of things. It's hard to put into words what it did. You know, it shouldn't have ever happened. And I can't really be in regret about it, but it happened. A lot of things happened. But the Reiki really helped. It really helped. I mean, if it were left up to me, I would sleep for at least 100 days. But then, you know, I have to go make money. And I have to be productive. And so, yeah, I enjoy this time of night recording because everyone's asleep. It's just me and my thoughts. This is around the time I used to write poetry. I stopped doing that for a while. Every now and then, I think I have a website somewhere where I write it. And I just pull it out of me. Because I was always told that if you write it and you pull it out of you, you don't ever have to read it again. And so, yeah, some of them I'll write, and because I have no intention of reading them again. If other people read them and find something within it, you know, that root of knowledge or feeling or vibe, so be it. But I just write it. Some of them I do keep. Some of them are like my babies, and I love them, and I write them from a place of perhaps conjuring and also I'm feeling, you know, the way we all feel. We all, sometimes it's tough to feel. You know, I find that when I need people, they're not always there. And I just have to rely on myself. And then they come a calling, and it's like, yeah, where were you when I needed you? And it's like something out of a movie. It's hard to describe. Yeah, when I do these things, I do feel calm. It's taken me a really long time to be very calm. It's taken me years, a lot of work, a lot of shadow work. You know, that's the other thing is people assume things. You know, someone said to me once, you sold your soul. I said, I didn't sell my soul. I was marked from the beginning, you know, and I found my way. What that means, that's up to you to interpret. But, you know, we all have paths and patterns that we follow, you know, and I'm aware of my strengths and my weaknesses and having to get back up each time that I get knocked down. I get knocked down a lot. I just keep getting back up. It makes me think of when I was a teenager and someone was bullying me. And we left science class and the teacher didn't really help anything. I remember him saying, "I brought it upon myself." And I forever distrust that teacher. I thought he was just, he shouldn't have been there. And because he said I was asking for it, and I said I didn't say anything. That kid just wanted to fight me in class, and I wasn't, and I was ignoring him. And I, you know, how am I asking for it? And he followed me outside. And he smacked me, and I flew. I remember the feeling of flight. And then I looked at him, and I said, "Is that all you got? You didn't even make a mark." And he did it again, and then I flew again. And I just was like, I was kind of dazed. And then I remember we went to the principal, and I said to the principal, and I said in front of him, "Look, he didn't even leave a mark. Why did you hit me?" "Well, because you did this." I said, "I didn't do anything. You just wanted to fight me in class. You said you and me outside." And I'm thinking, what did I do to you? You know, later I learned it was, he had some things going on at home. So, but I didn't feel like the victim. I just kind of was amused that someone hit me and they didn't make a mark. I just flew. It was like something out of a movie. And the Reiki, you know, you're healing old wounds and re-strengthening your skin. It's like the snake, you know, the snake has to shed its skin. And yeah, so it was an amazing experience. And and then it rained, and you know, and I love the rain. You could say that I asked for the rain. And I always get it when I ask for it. And how I do that is between me and the universe. And if you ever want to know, you have to buy me dinner and I'll tell you as much as I can. But what I tell to you, you cannot tell another soul. So, yeah. And I can still hear the owls conversing. You know, thankfully the dogs aren't doing their twilight bark. That's interesting to me, though, their communication with each other. You know, human beings, we communicate in a very vast array of situations. And I don't always feel human, because when I communicate, sometimes people just, I don't think they understand. They don't. And I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be. Maybe to some people I'm too nice. And maybe to some people I'm just whatever. That's why I really want to end the show. It's like, there are better things to do than just to talk to all of you about how I'm feeling, or situations or memories that I've had. And I'm sure some of you can connect to your own lives, your own forms of uncertainty. And the Reiki encouraged me to say something out loud last night that I said, and it felt good to say it. But I will not repeat it on here, because I felt I said it so that the inner workings of the mind, as well as the open doors of the universe, can hear it. Because sometimes you need to say things out loud for it to be heard, not just by you, but everywhere. Everything within the ether, that commands our spirits, you know, and to do the shadow work, because we have to do the shadow work in order to climb that hill. And for a year, I've just been climbing up hills, climbing down hills, but climbing up them and feeling more and more confident each time I get to the top. And then when I go down, like to the water, and I make sure there's no snakes around, but, and to stay on the path. That's the other thing. I always stay on the path. I do not veer from the path. I don't go into the brush and, or try to walk on a log. No. I stay on the path. And whether it's tough to get up that hill or down the hill, I always find my way. And you all can take from this whatever you want to take. And I feel it's not me speaking. Something's channeling. Something's channeling through me to maintain this phoenix that I have inside of me. And that's why I felt compelled to speak. And now I am going to go to sleep, because that's what I need to do. That's what we all need to do to realign and match my soul to that of the shadows within me, because I have a lot of them. You know, we all have demons inside of us, and I'm fully aware of mine, and I'm fully aware of the inner workings of all this energy that I have inside of me. And see, there's the owls again. I love when they hoot. That's such a beautiful thing that they do. If I had the power to pick which animal to come back as when I die, it'd probably be an owl, or an eagle, or a hawk, something that can fly, because I've always wanted to fly. I've flown in airplanes, but I always wanted to just fly and to be free. And it's like that Alice in Chains lyric, "My wings have been denied." They have been denied. And you don't know how hard that hurts sometimes. So, but I'm going to continue this Reiki healing that occurred on Saturday. It was by chance. Or actually, no, it was not. It was, everything happens for a reason. There is no accidents. Something told me to stay local, and I went to a store, and they said, "We're having complimentary Reiki," and I had never had it done before. And I said, "Okay, I'll do it," because I'm open. And yeah, it forever colored my day and into Sunday and now into Monday. And so I just wanted to share that with all of you. And all these revelations that are occurring, watching the incense smoke, it's beautiful smoke, watching that I was outside in front of a bonfire, camping, alone with my thoughts, alone with nature, and taking it all in. I think that's the thing that I'd long for most. It's just be able to put my phone down and live. And that's all I ever ask of people around me. It's just, please put your phone down and just live with me. Just live. Because this is much more interesting than what we see on the screen. when you see something before you. So beautiful. So unique. And so evocative and provocative at the same time. And you are so grateful to be in their presence. That is much more than money and technology combined. And if I don't live a very long life, at least that I know, I recognize that now. So it's not about these devices. It's about the people. The people that change us. The people that hold us. And the people that ignite something deep inside of us. And these connections that flow. And I only have one wish in the entire world. But I'll keep it to myself. Because as I've said before, I just want you to know who I am. That's it. I just want you to know who I am when everything's made to be broken. And that's why I love that song. Because it's so beautiful. And sometimes life can be very, very beautiful. And it also can cut you.